Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Our man from Sportsbet early in the week is Nick Ashman, and he's on the line. Nick, g'day.
G'day, Brandy. How are you today?
Going good, mate. What do you got?
Yeah, right. We've got Celtics. So they're the NBA big favourites to win the championship this year. They're back in action against the Hawks, who've been going pretty well lately. The Hawks, they scored 132 points in their most recent games. But the Celtics, they're on a 9-game winning streak. They've been outscoring their opponents by nearly 12 points as an average in every single game. $1.14, though, probably not really a betting proposition for most people on a Tuesday, $5.75 for the Hawks. I did dig out something for your listeners. 8 of the last 10 games between these two teams have gone to 223 points as a total for the game or more. The guys at Sportsbet, the traders, have set the total points line at 224.5. So maybe the overs there at $1.89, $1.90 worth a little tickle, guys.
Now, what about the Socceroos tonight? Playing in Canberra in stinky GI Stadium. I hope they've got the toilet issue sorted there, or the sewage issue there, because that was a real problem for the Raiders' last home game. It could be a bit of an incident tonight.
You'd hate it to see things go to you know what, but $1.14 for the Socceroos, $1.15 even now, just as I'm talking to you, $18 for Lebanon, so $7 for the draw. Look, I will say this, traditionally there hasn't been a huge gap between these two teams, despite one or two games, so maybe the unders goals at 2.5, so two goals or less, paying $2.06 might be some sort of value there, Bossy.
Okay. And do we have a Melbourne Cup qualifier this racing this Saturday?
Yeah, we do, Brandy. Yeah. Look, all the action's in Sydney with the Tancred Stakes and the Vinery Stud Stakes. There's a good horse out there called Linebacker. Keep an eye out for him. He's only had one start at Hawkesbury for Johnny O'Shea, but he's expected to win this Saturday in the Bayview Stakes. He's the even money favourite, and then go towards this Group 1 Champagne Stakes. But you're right. Down at Flemington, they've got a race called the Roy Higgins. And if you win this, you're in the Melbourne Cup later this year. And Glentanius for Anthony Friedman is the favourite at 340. Don't forget, Freedy won the Melbourne Cup last year and the Caulfield Cup with the same horse without a fight. And guys, before I go, just a couple of things, a couple of new products out for Sportsbet. Photo finish, that's where if your horse ends up in a photo finish and runs second by a bees, you know what, we'll still pay you out as if you were the winner. And we've also got race replays now. If you jump on your Sportsbet app and start looking at the form, you'll see race replays, too, so you can go back and have a look at how your horse is tracking in its upcoming race.
Nick, good stuff. Good stuff. We'll talk. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Brandy. Have a good day, guys.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.